Today on the PageantCast, we have a very special guest, Miss USA 1994 and the author of Catching the Crown, Lou Parker, today on the PageantCast.
This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
PageantCast episode 115.
Welcome to the PageantCast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Marcy Gallo, Miss Western Wisconsin 2006, and you're listening to the only podcast dedicated to beauty pageants. The PageantCast with your host, Tim Kretschmann. Here's Tim! Do I really have to do that?
You're listening to the PageantCast. That was a great introduction. Thanks so much. We have an exciting show. We have Lou Parker, Miss USA 1994, and the author of Catching the Crown. She's an ace reporter out in L.A. She's a movie star. So many exciting things that Lou Parker's been doing. And she did a fantastic job with this interview. You can tell somebody that's interviewed other people because I could tell at the beginning of the interview, she was putting me at ease as much as I was, you know, just kind of babbling and saying, "You're such a big celebrity." I made a total jerk of myself, as you might have guessed. So it was a lot of fun, though. She is absolutely lovely. Could have talked to her for 45 minutes. But, you know, we got to keep these shows somewhat within reason. And, of course, she was very generous with her time with us. She did send me an autographed copy of Catching the Crown, which I have right here. Here, I'll hold it up to the microphone. There, can you hear it? It is a great book, a very interesting. It not only gives, I guess, tips and ideas about beauty pageants, but it also tells a lot of what her experience was as Miss USA during 1994. And that was really, I don't know, that was that peak, or it was getting near peak at that time, and it was huge in 1994. So very exciting to get to read Lou Parker's book, Catching the Crown. You can order it. Just go ahead and click the link that I cleverly put in the show notes. I do want to remind you, next week we have another great show. We have Ariana Baroque, Miss Cuba 2007, coming to the show on March 25th. We will have Ariana on the program, live in person. Well, not quite live, but we will have her. It's going to be great. And we are looking forward to that.
And of course, this past weekend, we also went to the U.S. Beauties pageant held right outside of Chicago at the Lincolnshire Marriott. It was a beautiful event. And I'd like to announce the winners. Wait a minute. Why should I announce the winners when I have them right here to introduce themselves?
Hey there. My name is Gina Marie Cochran. I am representing the Miss U.S. Beauties National Queen.
This is Jeannie DeKine. I'm Mrs. U.S. Beauties 2008, and you're listening to the PageantCast.
That was the U.S. Beauties Miss and a Mrs. division in that pageant system. This was a bit of a rebuilding year for them. It's small amount of contestants this year, but they already have about 3 to 4 times as many signed up for next year. Excellent event. They had a great MC. Walt Willie from All My Children was there. It was a great event, and I wish more of you could have come out to see it. It was a lot of fun. But you know what? We're not going to get things going here, and I know you're all waiting for me to get this show started so that you can hear Lou Parker. So that's exactly what we're going to do as we start this week's PageantCast.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
With us today on the Pageant Cast, we have Lou Parker, Miss USA 1994. Hello, Lou.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for talking with me tonight.
Oh, this is such a thrill for me. And here I am in cold Milwaukee, and I'm so envious of where you are. Can you tell our listening audience where you're calling from?
Well, I live in Los Angeles, California, and surprisingly, it is a little chilly here. It's 60 degrees.
Oh, don't even start. We haven't seen two digits in weeks here.
I know. It's we've been seeing in the news how cold it is back east and where you are, and I feel blessed to live out here. I love California, but I'm from South Carolina originally.
Now, is South Carolina, do you get the snow in South Carolina?
Occasionally.
Occasionally
we do, but we have the four seasons in South Carolina. California, not so much. You know, it's usually sunny and pretty and occasional rain.
Well, of course it's pretty.
Yeah.
Well, you're there anyway.
Oh,
So tell us about your travel from South Carolina. How did you get out there to California?
Well, you know, it's kind of an interesting story because years ago, before the pageant, I was a high school teacher. So I went to college and then graduate school, and I taught high school English Lit. And so I was teaching and hanging out, and then all of a sudden I got a letter in the mail from Paula Miles, who is the state director for the Miss South Carolina USA pageant.
Who we've had on the show.
Oh, great. She's lovely.
Yeah, she's
great.
Wonderful.
We still keep in touch. She kept me on her mailing list because I was in the teen pageant when I was 15 and 16. But now, you know, fast forward 10 years at that point, I had not done it. But the letter came in the mail, and I totally believe in fate. Like, it just was the right time. I was sort of antsy looking for something else to do, and that letter came, and I opened it up, and it said, "You could be the next Miss USA, the cash and prizes," you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I thought, why not? You know, why, I don't want to be older and say, you know, Lou, you could have done that. So after about a month, I made the decision to do it and, you know, just got in really good shape and sort of focused on what I was doing. And then won the Miss South Carolina pageant just on a random weekend in December, which was fun, the South Carolina USA pageant. And then I'm off to Texas to compete for the Miss USA pageant. And, you know, you go there to win.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my gosh, I mean, it's like you go there to win, but then all of a sudden you wake up the next, you know, 2 weeks later and you're the winner. It's just like your life completely changes. And they moved me to Los Angeles. That's where I fell in love with Los Angeles. And so you know, because the company's based in New York now because Donald Trump owns it, but
right,
it used to be owned by a different company. And so we were housed, Miss USA and Miss Universe were housed in the same building in LA together. And so I lived out here for a year and traveled and did, you know, competed in Miss Universe and the Philippines and traveled for the rest of the year. And then I got a job in television. I never thought I would work in news and TV and got a reporter's job, but it was back in South Carolina. So mm-hmm. I packed my bags and went back to South Carolina and worked there for 2 years and then moved to Texas again. Texas has been a great state for me. Mm-hmm. Worked there at the Fox station and the CBS station for 7 years, and then I just got here to L.A. 3 years ago, and I think this is where I'm going to make my home.
And immediately upon getting back to Los Angeles, I see you started picking up some movie roles.
You know, I did. I got really blessed. I started doing TV roles. I just did my first film role this year, but I just did a couple of, you know, Monk and Commander-in-Chief and Shark. And it's real easy stuff, though, Tim. It's not it's not like I'm being a melodramatic, you know, great actress. I'm just being a reporter and a newscaster because that's what I do every day.
Oh, it's to type then, right?
Right. I'm not, you know, as I say, ask me to cry on cue and I'm going to get fired, you know. But
Monk, I mean, that's my favorite TV show. Well, it's in the top five. But that is one of my favorites. I love that show, Monk.
Which one?
Monk.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious. And I got to take my mom on the set, and we just had a really good time. And, you know, it's completely different. I work in news now. I've been in news for about 10 years. And it's just, you know, we're all on camera, but it's completely different environment and studio, and sometimes they're out in the field, and it's just fun to do different things. And the film was kind of cool. It's coming out later this year with Forrest Whitaker and Dakota Fanning. And so that's going to be kind of weird to go to the movie theaters and see my mug up on the camera. I'm not sure, or up on the screen. I'm not sure if I'm ready for that.
And that had to be a little bit intimidating because someone much younger than you with a lot of movie experience that you were with there,
right,
with Dakota Fanning. That had to be a little bit scary.
Yeah, she was really nice, though. We played a role where I was a reporter, and she was, we were pretending like we were at a press conference, and she came out of the hospital, and we kind of chased her down, sort of like, can you talk to us? Can you talk to us? That kind of thing. But we had to do it several times, you know, for different camera angles, and she was really nice. Talked to everybody and was very gracious.
That's wonderful. Hey, we're going to come back and we're going to be talking all about your book. So get ready for that. Everybody, Lou Parker, Miss USA, 1994, here on the Pageant Cast.
www.thevotecast.com. New episodes every other Tuesday. Where people with different political views can have a conversation and still walk away friends. The VoteCast.
With advice from numerous experts and top judges, MyPageantTips.com is your number one online source for everything pageants. They offer advice on everything from fitness, photography, stage presence, to media, and even offer a positive message board. While you are there, make sure to check out the monthly cover model search. With thousands of visitors to the site from all over the globe, winning the contest would give you incredible international exposure, as well as put you in the running to be Miss MyPageantTips.com 2009. Entry form and further details online, so be sure to check it out at mypageanttips.com.
Get your TiVos and VCRs ready. It's Pageants on Television.
Guys, this week has been very busy. This one must have slid right past me. But coming up on April 11th, as you know, is the Miss USA pageant. And it'll be held at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. What you may not know is that this year's hosts are the brother and sister duo Donny and Marie Osmond. Now, those of you that actually lived through the 70s, remember that she's a little bit country and he's a little bit rock and roll. Donny Osmond has also been in movies recently, like College Road Trip. And Marie Osmond, you remember, was a finalist in Dancing with the Stars. So they are going to be the special guest host for Miss USA this year. Now, what I thought, I researched and I took a look, and I can't find it, but I thought they had once before done either was a Miss America or a Miss USA. But I checked their IMDb website, the Internet Movie Database, and usually they'll have if they're host of something. And I found Hide Nor Hair of It. Does anybody remember, were they ever a Miss America announcers or hosts? It just seems to me that I remember them doing it once before. But as of right now, it looks like this is the first time that they are hosting. It should be a very good show. And that's coming up, of course, on your local NBC affiliate on April 11th.
Hi, I'm Joy Feaster, author of Training for the Crown. You can find my book at trainingforthecrown.com. I would love for you to come and take a look.
Next here on the Pageant Cast, we have the Virginia Coalition. Found them through Aerial Publicity. And the name of the song is Sing Along. And I have a feeling you will be. In fact, you'll probably be rolling this back and listening to it again. Remember to follow the links in the show notes, and you can purchase your copy of Sing Along after today's show. So here it is, Sing Along by the Virginia Coalition.
Hi, this is Paul from Virginia Coalition, and I hope you enjoy this new track from our new album.
make it home. You started to believe you'd never win. Everybody, everybody gets a chance to start again. You reach out across the line. Everybody's looking for a star to shine. You reach out across the divide.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just call 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, The Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on The Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
And we're back now at The Pageant Cast with Lou Parker, Miss USA 1994. She's not only an ace reporter and a movie star, but you've also added author to your many accomplishments.
Yeah, well, you know, Tim, I used to be an English literature teacher, so I'm a writer at heart.
Yeah, me too. I was one too for a little while.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Well, and now you're doing the perfect thing. You're working with your voice. I was just telling you how great your voice is.
So
that's a good thing. You figured out what to do, how to utilize your talents, right?
So you went and you started writing.
Well, what happened was, I think after the pageant, you know, when you win, the year is a whirlwind, and I didn't remember a lot of it, and it was kind of a blur, but I'm a journal keeper, and so once everything kind of mellowed out, I started looking back and reflecting on it, and then Pageantry Magazine asked me to do an article randomly, like, just, can you do an article on the top 10 tips for pageant competitors, and I thought, they want to know what, you know, my advice, and then I thought, you know, if they want to know the advice, then why don't I just put it all in a book of, you know, the experiences I had from South Carolina and USA and Universe, and put it all in a book, because a lot of times when you go to compete, I found, you know, I was young, I wasn't making a lot of money, and it's difficult sometimes to hire a coach, and I would have loved to have been able to speak to Miss USA or to Miss America or whoever whatever pageant title that I was going for.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of affords the girls that opportunity to say, hey, how did you do it? What do you think is important? What do you look for as a judge? Because I've judged as well. And so I just put it all in a book. And now the second edition is out. The first edition has done really well over the years. And I revamped it a little bit and tightened it up and, you know, kind of brought it back up to date. And it's just, I think the girls that use it and the women that use it tell me that what they find from it is basically what to expect from interview, especially. I think interview is so important because they really get to know who you are. I mean, because all the girls are typically beautiful and have great bodies, but you really have to know what you believe in, and you have to be able to get up in front of any kind of crowd, a rough crowd, a cool crowd, you know, just a young crowd, an old crowd, and be able to relate to people. And I think that's really important. So I really detail interview in the book. And I think a lot of people tell me they like my memoirs, like taking them through where I competed and what I felt like on a daily basis and what was the most difficult part of competition and then the final night when I actually won. And so it was a fun process for me to write it. It was very therapeutic for me. And at the same time, I feel like I'm helping people too, you know.
And the name of your book?
The name of the book is Catching the Crown.
Catching the Crown.
It's the source for pageant competition. And a couple places, it's available at Amazon.com. That's the easiest place to get it because you can get it really quickly. It's under my name, Lou Parker, or Catching the Crown.
And we'll make sure we have a direct link in the show notes of today's pageant cast.
Okay, cool. And you can also go to my website, louparker.com, and read a little bit more about it. And Lou is spelled L-U.
And
people...
We'll have a link to that one as well, and I have to compliment you again on what a beautiful website you had
Thank
put together
you.
There.
Thanks. You know, when you put your name out and you, you know, your reputation and all that, you just want it to be, I've always believed in, you know, having a good reputation, first of all, but also putting quality work out, and I hope I did that through the book with Catching the Crown. I hope I, you know, was able to be quality in that way, too, because I just think it's important. Because it's a small world, you never know what's going to come back to bite you, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I know I wrote, this is what a geek I am, so just, okay, this is...
I'm a geek, too. It's okay.
No, I've got you beat. I went on the web. I used to be on the internet before they added pictures, okay?
Oh.
On old Mosaic. And people that are listening that actually know what Mosaic is,
yeah.
you're officially old, you know. Mosaic was the precursor to Explorer and Firefox and all those things.
Oh.
And I found a Usenet news group that was about movies, and I left a review. I was a kid at the time, and I had just seen Clockwork Orange, and I thought this was the greatest thing ever. So I type up a little review, which was incredibly stupid, and it was only you had to have only 25 characters per line and all this good stuff, and I just hit send, and out it went. Little did I know it would later become IMDb.com.
Oh, no.
And this stupid little thing, now it's been wiped off IMDb, but it is all over the internet because it's one of the first reviews of Clockwork Orange, and it's terrible. It's like, oh, this was really bloody. I loved it. You know,
yeah, it's cool, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but also, too, the fact that you're able to do this cast as well, I think, is really interesting because a lot of people, you know, you're trying to teach me how to do MP3 stuff, and I'm still trying to catch up on that.
It is an exciting new world. New media is just exploding.
Yeah, and you know, and speaking of that, if people want to contact me at MySpace, you know, I'm on it now. I'm still learning, so it may take me a while to get back with them, but they're totally welcome to reach me there as well. I think it's MySpace/MissUSA1994. Is it the URL? Is that what it's called?
That's the URL.
Yay, me!
You did a great job. And in fact, very soon you're going to be in my top 16 or 24 or whatever it is now. But we'll make sure that gets up there so people can find you easily.
Okay, great. Well, if you guys are ever in Los Angeles, I'm at Channel 5. You can tune in, or 10 if you're in town, you have to let me know.
Oh, I will definitely let you know. Are you kidding me? That will be the first thing I do. Well, you have been absolutely delightful. Now, we have a lot of young ladies that are listening trying to decide, do I want to get into pageants? Do I not want to get into pageants? If you had, you know, just a minute or so, what would you tell those young ladies?
You know, I think I had the same qualms. I thought, you know, I'm a tomboy. What am I going to do being in a pageant? If you have any interest in doing it, I think I say go for it, because more than anything, you know, when you get older and you become the age of Tim and myself, you'll look back and you know, every experience that we have in life and every challenge that challenges us and everything where we have to kind of step off the cliff a little bit and do things that scare us and make us grow is so important for our growth and for our maturity, and also just to look back and say, hey, I did that, I didn't necessarily win, or hey, look, I did that and I won. You never know what you're going to get out of it, and I just say go for it. Especially, it's fun to put on a pretty dress and meet people and be able to travel, and you know, it's just one of those things, part of life that that I think they'd really enjoy.
One more quick question before I let you go. You are now in your 30s.
Yep.
But you look like a 20-year-old. How do you do it?
I always say it's because I'm a vegetarian. But I don't, you know, I've never been married. I've never had children. I'm a vegetarian. I'm a little crazy and quirky. And you know, in my heart, I'm 17. And so I don't think of growing old, and I don't take age seriously at all. I'll tell people how old I am, and I think that's really important. And I think to keep a happy attitude is really important. And I think it shows on your face and your skin and everything.
So let me get this right. It's insanity and a love for rhubarb is the real thing, huh?
Yeah, insanity and a love for, actually I have a love for sugary cereal. Like Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles and Apple Jack.
Oh, what about Crunch Berries?
Yeah.
Crunch Berries is my favorite. All right. Well, it's so wonderful talking to you today. Thank you for making the time to talk to all of our listeners here at the Pageant Cast.
Thanks, Tim, and hi to everybody.
With the growing popularity of fresh, fashion-forward magazines such as InStyle, Allure, and People Style Watch, the pageant industry can't afford to be left behind. The vision of Savvy Magazine is to combine the traditional elements of pageantry with cutting-edge trends in fashion, beauty, and pop culture. We believe that very soon Savvy Magazine will be a must-read for all pageant women and a favorite among female readers in general. Look for the first issue of Savvy to be released this January. Go to www.savvymag.net and subscribe today. Savvy Magazine, the best of pageantry, style, and pop culture.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler.
You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
Some exciting, exciting news. Deborah Kennedy has been named the beauty editor for Supermodels Magazine. Now, if you'd like to pass along information to Deborah Kennedy, go on out to her website at www.deborahkennedyshow.com and click on the Contact Us button. Congratulations to a good friend of the show, Deborah Kennedy. Coming up the weekend of April 19th and 20th, starting at 10 a.m., going till 6 p.m., it's the Pageant Extravaganza. It'll be held at From Here On and the Latte Cafe. It's so hard to say, a Latte Cafe. You want it? Anyway. That's held in Brookfield, Wisconsin. There are going to be seminars by Heather French Henry, she was Miss America 2000, and Katie Harmon, Miss America 2002. And we are working on trying to get some press passes and be available to see parts of this seminar as well. It's going to be very exciting. And there are a ton of features, and we're going to be talking to Seal Schwalbach, the organizer, in the very near future, and she's going to tell us all about it. But wanted to get that out there so you can start making your travel arrangements now. It's coming April 19th and 20th. It's in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Brookfield, Wisconsin is just outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where this show emanates from. It runs from 10 to 6 p.m. Now, if you have trouble figuring out how to get out there or that sort of thing, give me a call or shoot me an email. I'm very familiar with the Milwaukee area. We'll find you someplace nearby where you can stay and take in this outstanding opportunity. For all the information that you could possibly want on this subject, you can go to pageantextravaganza.tripod.com and find out more. Like to remind you all that if you want to call in to the Pageant Cast, we have a new number. New number. And it's in the Milwaukee area code. It's 414-517-4908. Now, if you don't want to pay long distance, drive to Milwaukee and it's a local call. Otherwise, just call 1-414-517-4908. You can call anytime and leave me a message. Thanks so much.
This is Darlene Deben, Mrs. Galaxy 2008, and I'd like to invite you to check out all the features at the PageantCast website. This is the website where you can hear and, yes, see your favorite beauty pageant participants. Check us out at thepageantcast.com.
This is Jenna Chaney, Miss Teen Illinois Galaxy 2007, and I'd like to invite you to check out all the features at PageantCast website. This is the website where you can hear and, yes, see your favorite beauty pageant participants. Check us out at thepageantcast.com.
PageantCast.
That's it. That's it for our very special show with Miss USA 1994 and the author of Catching the Crown, Lou Parker. Here on the Pageant Cast, we're so glad that she could join us, and she was so generous with her time. She was absolutely wonderful, and she's welcome back anytime she wants. A lot of great stories, I'm sure, still lurking in the background. First, I got to finish reading this book so I know which questions to ask next time. Hey, I want to remind you, too, to tune in next week for Ariana Baruch, Miss Cuba 2007. Want to thank our PondSafe artists for providing the great music in today's episode. And you know what? We're out of time. So until next week, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.